Prior to French teenager Louis Braille's creation of an embossed alphabet in 1824, blind students who received an education had to learn by listening, and Braille's 6-dot code wasn't widely used until after his death. The eventual widespread implementation of Braille gave blind people freedoms most sighted people had taken for granted, pleasures as simple as reading a book alone. In addition to creating symbols for letters and numbers, the 15-year-old Louis Braille, a musician himself, created symbols for notating music. Almost 200 years since Braille worked out his 6-dot system, it's still being used around the world. Now the use of Braille with modern technology is creating new autonomy for the visually impaired. Creatively speaking, Theresa Madden paid a visit to one man whose software is enabling a new kind of creative freedom.
They'll be short this time when I play it back.
Bill McCann is in his home office in suburban Philadelphia. He's the founder and president of Dancing Dots, a company that creates Braille music software. A blind musician himself, McCann knew he wanted to find a way to make the technology used by sighted musicians accessible to their visually impaired colleagues.
But now we're going to turn the whole thing into Braille.
McCann is the voice that sounds gentle and approachable. The other voice is that of Jaws. Jaws is a technology that reads information on a computer screen out loud. This voice technology is often used for basic word processing, but McCann has found a way to program it to read music, too. McCann can change the sound of Jaws' voice. He can give it a British accent or make it the voice of a woman. But he says he's grown used to this particular staccato delivery. With a small electronic piano keyboard attached to a computer, he demonstrates a program called Sibelius. Named after the Finnish composer Jean Sibelius, it's a music notation program developed for sighted musicians to compose and arrange music digitally. McCann has developed a way to use Sibelius along with Jaws. This is called Sibelius Speaking, and it gives blind musicians access to a creative outlet that was previously time-consuming and complicated. McCann remembers how it used to be when he had to rely on friends to transcribe music.
When I was at the University of the Arts, I wrote an arrangement for big band that probably lasted 7 minutes. And I probably spent about 80 hours dictating notes to a good friend of mine who kindly wrote them down. And when I got to the first rehearsal, despite our best efforts, there were things that I heard played that I didn't write, or they were happening in the wrong order in the wrong place. It was a very frustrating thing, and I had to go back and we revised things and we performed it. But it really discouraged me from writing for big groups like that because of the logistics of it all.
A couple years back, McCann got in touch with the late Ray Charles, who had hardly any computer experience. McCann sent their software developer to teach Mr. Charles the Sibelius speaking program. For the first time in his life, Ray Charles wrote music without assistance and was able to print it out for sighted musicians to play. Bill McCann says witnessing the results of Ray Charles' interface with his software was thrilling.
Because there was a guy who spent his whole life dictating music to people, dealing with all of that frustration. And despite all that, of course, was usually successful.
Unfortunately, Ray Charles died before he recorded anything he wrote with the technology. But there are plenty of musicians who are putting it to use. Marcus Roberts is a pianist who has been blind since the age of 5. In between touring with his jazz trio, his guest appearances with orchestras, and teaching, he has learned to use the Dancing Dots software. Roberts compares not being able to write down his own music to a sighted person not being able to use a basic tool of their craft.
It'd be like if you were wanting to write something, but you couldn't write. You see what I'm saying? Like you had no way to get paper and pencil. So the only way to write would be to get somebody else. It's like basically you're illiterate in terms of your ability to interface with the standard tools that everybody else is using.
Roberts also points out that before the software, he had to make all his mistakes and revisions in front of whoever transcribed the music, allowing for little solitude in his creative process.
The whole process is now streamlined so that you can, on your own, play through all that stuff and go through all that stuff that you wouldn't have wanted anybody to hear, right? And when you finally give them a product, it's pretty much in its finished form. Now, they still may want to move some notes around and, you know, make it look pretty and all that. But in terms of the content of the notes and rhythms, which is what you care about, those things you're able to manipulate and control.
In addition to the Sibelius speaking software, Bill McCann and Dancing Dots have created software that can scan a printed musical score and convert it into Braille. McCann explains why this is so valuable.
When I was going through school, it was very exciting on the first day of band practice. You know, everybody had their new parts, but I was usually waiting for mine to come in the mail. And in a sense, although it was not at all deliberate or intentional, the message was, well, you have to wait. You know, you're sort of in our group, but you're not really in our group. Whereas now, with our software, the kid walks in on the first day and it's, here, Johnny, here's your score. Here, Susie, here's your score, just like everybody else. That's a really good feeling for the kids. It gives them motivation, too, if they want to become the leaders. And like I say, it's a wonderful thing for blind people to lead. Blind people spend a lot of time literally following other people.
And here's where the company name, Dancing Dots, comes from. After the sheet music is put in the scanner or created on the screen by the musician, the software translates it into Braille, and the embosser, the Braille version of a printer, punches in the same dotted music notations created by Louis Braille in 1824.
That was Teresa Madden.